Hi. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Doing good. How are you doing, Uwe?
Good. Good. Good.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you some questions about some of your current films. I noticed that you've been working on Blood Rain 2. Sounds like you've had a pretty tough shoot as far as that went. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. The problem was, we shot the movie in November, December in Canada in Bordertown, where like the winter really started. And we had, first of all, it was horrible because it was so cold. And we had, some day we had ice, rain, another day we had snow, and it was all white, and then we had to bring, like, we had to match that, so we had to bring sometimes a snow machine, sometimes a rain machine, and to match it all together, and, but the main problem was that it was, like, every day 1.5 hours drive to go to that border town, Wild West town, and, the road to that property was a gravel pit road with, and there were like holes on it every day from the rain. They got bigger and bigger. It got more and more exhausting to even go there and to go away. So every day was, in a way, I drove out around 3. At 5, it was dark and you could shoot till 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. You drove back. So you had only, like, you came home, shower, sleep, you get up, you go to the set. And it was really cold. There was no electricity or there. And then we had a big accident. One of that heaters, the gas heaters, started to burn. And we were only able to run out of the house, the railway station of that town. And in the railway station were another 15 gas heaters, like 50 kilogram gas heaters, and so the first one exploded through the roof, a few trees started burning, the railway station started burning, and then we all had to run out of the whole city, even the fire trucks didn't come in, and we finally had, 3 or 4 hours we were standing there, and we looked only that one gas heater after the other exploded. And the whole railway station burned down. It was a 600,000 insurance accident. We had to reshoot some stuff. We had to explain that the railway station is gone. So we had to change the script and reshoot that there is a scene where the railway station, where Michael Paris throws a torch down, and it looks like the railway station would start burning. And so this was all horrible. We were all really exhausted. And Natasha Malte, the lead actress, she crashed into an ice lake and almost drowned, and this was the most horrible shot of a movie I ever had.
Wow. My first question then is, did you get any of the fire on film?
No. We really could only run, because the people, we were running out of the railway station, and then the crew had no clue what's going on, and we had to say, you have to move out here right away, and then like 5 seconds later, that gas heater exploded through the roof. It went up like a racket, so everybody could only, like, all the equipment stayed there, and everybody was running up the hill, and we couldn't, there are photos, but we couldn't film anything. It was too dangerous, and I was like talking with the DP, and I said, why couldn't we film it at least? But you couldn't have like some actors in front of the fire or something, because that other 15 gas heaters were exploding. The whole kind of dirty, gray, cold, depressive mood is a little visible in the movie. I think the movie is kind of corny and gray and cold.
Wow. It's Blood Rain 2 is actually going to be a departure from the first film. This is set in the Wild West this time. Also, you've got a new lead actress. Could you talk about that a little bit as well?
Yeah, what happened is that Kristanna Loken signed to do the Painkiller Jane sci-fi serial.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we don't want to wait, basically, to do the second part for a full year. And so we made the decision to look out for another Blood Rain. And Natasha Malte, we know her from Dead or Alive and some other stuff. And I think, and Skinwalkers now, and I think she was a good choice for it, and she brought, she's smaller as Logan, and more, I think she's a little harsher, harder in a way, darker, and I think she was good for that winter western, what we did. So, finally, I think it was a good choice, and I personally, if I do Blood Rain 3, what I want to do to finish up it as a trilogy, because the game plays in the Second World War, and I want to do Blood Rain Warhammer Part 3 with a different Blood Rain actress. I want to use that. Then I thought, like, after the second part, okay, it's maybe good to have then in every part a different Blood Rain actress.
Oh.
It would be a test, yeah.
So you mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, and we go 100 years forward. Like, the first one in the 1700s, Transylvania in the original Vlad Dracul castle and everything. And then the second one now, in the Wild West 100 years later. And the third one will be also 100 years later than in the Second World War.
Yeah, and I'm also a little curious. I'd like to go back and talk about Seed and Postal a little bit. Both of those seem like they're going to be pretty gritty. Could you talk about that a little bit? Because I think it's going to be a surprise for audiences.
Yeah, I think this was already where Seed was shown in Saarbrücken at the Gore Fest, and in Erlangen in a Gore Festival, and in the London Fright Fest, and now also in Estepona in Spain in a festival, and will be shown in Ravenna in Italy in a festival. And the Europeans, they like Seed because it's like a dead man walking, like a horrific dead man walking. It's not really a slasher movie. It's not a horror movie what makes fun. It's a horror movie what scares you and what depresses you. And you see in original length the execution on an electric chair. We used animal footage where animals getting skinned alive from PETA, the animal shelter organization, to show in the beginning of the movie what humans doing to the creatures, to animals, and then what humans doing to humans with the electric chair. And it's a very bitter, nihilistic point of view about human nature. This is what that movie is. And then we shot scenes to show that in between what our serial murderer is doing, he's sending tapes to the police, and on the first tape is only like you see an insect in a room, and the insect dies and dissolves. And then the police thinks like, what the fuck is that? And then the next tape is coming, and you see a mouse, a small mouse, and it's in the room and dies because there's no food, no water. And then, like, basically, maggots coming, and they eat the mouse. And we did that, and then a dog. It happened with a dog, it happens with a baby, and it happens with a woman. And it shows, like, in the end, we are all gone, completely gone. We dissolve to nothing. We're coming from nothing, and we dissolve to nothing. And we shot that in a basement in Bavaria on video, and we built it, that bodies with real meat and real maggots eating that bodies. And we shot that for 3-4 months. And this is in the movie. And because I wanted to make it for real, not as a fake, to show that this is actually what will happen with us and with everybody. And it's not like we are like invincible and we live forever. And because this is the way I think we're treating the world. Like we go around in that world and we treat the world like shit, like there's nothing after us, but there is after us a lot because we will be gone. And so there's a lot in Seed what I think makes you a little thought, and it's of course really shocking. And where I was in London in that festival, I said the first 5 minutes you maybe will see the most horrific stuff you ever saw, but it's your decision to close your eyes or to face it, to face the reality. And this is why I put that PETA footage in. And I said I give 2.5% of the income of the movie, I give to the animal shelter organization. And so this is basically was my approach with Seed. And I was a little pissed that, for example, all the Fantasia festivals in San Francisco, in Montreal, in Toronto After Dark, now I go to Austin, I go to Idaho to the festivals, to the Lake Michigan Festival, they all passed on seat. They said, we cannot show that movie to our audience. And I said, yeah, but you are horror and fantasy festivals. If you don't show it to your audience, nobody will ever show it. And they said, no, we don't want to do it. It's too hard. And it's not fun. It's not like Hostel or Saw, where you have like kind of a, it's a hard, these are hard horror movies, but also kind of fun. And they said, this is not fun. And I said, yeah, but I didn't want it to have fun. There's also a part in the genre horror is also something what should make you scared and what is not fun to see, and it's not, this is funny or nice. I think Shining was a movie, or Rosemary's Baby were movies where it was not fun. And it was scary. And I did with Seed something not similar to that movies, but something different, what is also like what the horror genre can be, that you get like the biggest emotions out of you in that horror genre, what you're not getting in other genres, and this is what I tried with Seed. And only the New York Horror Fest, what comes up in November, I think, will show it. Like Christoph Hein, the name of the guy who is organizing it, he loved it, and he called me. He said, like, look, I tell you up front, you talk with a guy who looks like 250 horror movies a year, and he said, I never saw something like this before, and I will play it. And I'm happy that he at least plays it, and I hope we're getting some screens in a limited release in January for the movie.
It'll probably end up doing really well on DVD, too, because it seems like that's the, you know, at least there people can see it and, you know, get the word out, and I'm sure word of mouth will help the film.
Yeah, I hope so, also.
And the other thing, we're in a time period when everything is very politically correct, at least in the United States, and I don't know if you're running into that in your, you know, where you're staying as well, but to deal with some of the things you dealt with in Postal, you know, some of the Nazi themes and things that people just don't touch, I think that's going to surprise a lot of people. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I see now the reactions, how different they are in Europe and in America. So in America, people in Postal, like a lot of people like really Postal in America and Canada and also in Germany and also in England. So, but there are different reasons and different reasons why, for example, we have problems to get a lot of screens for the movie. And in Europe, it's actually, they are scared that the movie, that Islamistic fundamentalists throwing stones into the theaters and throwing a bomb or whatever. And I have a big dispute with everybody because I said, look, where is your courage? Like, your self-censorship is already in your head so massive that you don't even screen the movie. You don't even want to show the movie, even if there is not one Islamistic threat out. I don't get a letter from a Muslim party flipping out on Postal and tell me, like, I have a fatwa or something. It didn't happen. But they already saw, like, I think this is actually that the censorship won already in our heads, that we pussying out in Europe before something even, made a statement or something. And I think this is in America different. In America, I think nobody is pussying out. This is a very strong side of America that they say, if we don't accept that we're getting blackmailed by fundamentalists from no side. And I think this is a very big point of freedom in America, what everybody is ready to fight for and to go for. But in America, you have that problem with, let's say, oh, you shoot children in the movie, we don't play it in our theater. Right, so in America you have this kind of, discussion against Postal, like Cinemark and National Amusement don't want to play it, for example. And but they don't want to play it because of Islamistic terror. They give a shit about this. They don't want to play it because they think it's unmoral, like that it's like South Park in real, in a way. And they don't like the political point of view, like the anarchic point of view of Postal. And so this is the problem you face here, where you have like super conservative exhibitors, and they say, we don't want to play it because of this kind of dirty jokes and stuff what you shouldn't do in the movie. But the whole point with shooting the children, for example, was to make fun out of it. To make fun out of that whole nonsense. Oh, you know, you cannot shoot a dog in a movie. You cannot shoot children in a movie. But you can rip people apart in hostel, whatever, in 25 minutes. You can kill an adult in all different ways, and you torture him. This is all no problem. But don't do it with a kid. So, and this is the point what we made in funny in Postal, and now we're getting the problems that they play that movie. And this is kind of, so in every country, you have different positions and different problems, but I'm still sure that Postal will make his way. And I'm confident that even if we getting only 500 screens for Postal in America and only, whatever, 75 prints in Germany out, I'm still convinced that Postal will make some box office.
Definitely.
Because it's time that this movie got made, and it's time that a movie like this comes out, and I think there will be an audience for the movie.
Yeah, and we're at a point where I think people are fed up with a lot of the self-censorship and those kind of issues, so I can agree. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that, like I said, word of mouth, you know, once people kind of catch on to it a lot of times, you know, it can turn, you know, and people are actually going to finally see it, which is interesting. I also wanted to ask you about some of your other films that are coming up, and also your other films like that. I know that you've got another one out called Seed you've been working on. And my question is this, would you say that the harsher nature of what you're doing, the newer films, is maybe a little bit of a reaction to some of the criticisms or things that you've had to deal with?
Absolutely. And I think I wouldn't make the movie Postal and Seed so consequent, radical, without getting that bad reviews and the internet bashing and this kind of stuff what happened. And I was sitting down in winter in Vancouver, and I wrote Seed and Postal parallel. And in both movies, it's the same kind of nihilistic point of view about the world, but Seed is a depressive, harsh, bitter movie, and Postal is a cynical, funny movie about the same kind of point of view, that we are all fucked up and we are all going down the drain, basically. I read a book about the death penalty a few years ago, and I wrote a treatment about it, and then I thought, like, after the harsh criticism also of Blood Rain, I thought, like, now, okay, I sit down, like, all my early movies I always wrote also, so, and I thought, like, I go back to the roots, and I sit down and I write my own script. And I say, okay, if I get grilled for that movies, I get grilled at least for something what I did from the beginning on, including writing it. And I think it helped that I thought also, like, it cannot get worse. So there is nothing what I really could lose anymore. The German funds, the German financing stopped end of 2005. And so I thought, like, so why I should make now, why I should look out for making the most commercial movies. Let's make two movies I really want to do, mm-hmm. and I really put my heart in it, and they are so consequent that I give a shit about how the distribution situation is. And this is basically what I did.
So, and along those same lines, you're in a unique position. A lot of directors, even large-name directors in the United States, don't really get the ability to have Final Cut on their films. And I know that you're really completely involved, and you have a lot of creative control. I think that's something that's kind of interesting and a little unique.
Yeah, it was a hard way in the beginning. Like, I shot my first movie, German Front movie, 1991, with 60,000 German marks. What was there? Like $30,000, and everybody worked for free.